வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of July, 1975, in San Francisco, California.
What is the position of a soul that's in a sacred tree like a fig tree?
There are also satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun is working throughout the universe. First attempt to manufacture gold by combination of metals. They're not doing that?
Okay. No, I don't think they're doing that.
Why?
They think that that's foolishness. They think that it's a legend. It's a legendary thing.
Alchemy is not looked upon as very
scientific.
Intelligent.
Mm.
They replaced it now with science.
No. It is not legend. If you can mix copper, tin and mercury, they are stated in the Shastra. You can make gold. It is not legend. The particular metals to be combined, they are stated. Copper, tin and mercury. You mix and there will be gold.
Why aren't they doing it?
Huh? They do not know the process.
No, but some Vedic people, some men who know the Vedas, in India they know.
No. They make gold, some of the yogis.
Yogis, you once said they swallow some mercury?
Yes.
And then
they swallow mercury overnight and they pass urine on the copper. And then the copper is put into the fire, it becomes gold. Then same combination, mercury, copper.
No, I noticed that mercury is certain death.
Huh?
Mercury is certain death if you eat it.
The devil must know how to eat.
Why don't they... I'm sure the scientists could figure out an easier way than having to swallow it.
But in Kobiraji, they make some medicine, which is gold added by this process. Makaradhaj. Makaradhaj is medicine, which is combination of tin and mercury. And it looks like gold.
So we could become rich if we do this, our movement.
Yes, everyone will do and there will be no rich man.
No rich man. Are the zinc and the copper, is it tin and copper?
Tin, yeah. Copper, and mercury.
You can try. You are,
it's brass. This is brass.
Tin and copper?
Like bell metal.
Yeah. And add mercury.
But is the first the metals mixed together?
I do not know that.
We'll give you all the profits.
I can give you suggestion. This example is given by Sanatana Goswami. Yatha kanchana tang jati kaansa rasu vidhanatah tatha dikha vidhanena vijatang jayati nina. This is the definition. As kaansa, the bell metal, by manipulating with mercury, it becomes gold. Similarly, a person, by the process of dikha initiation, he becomes a Brahmin. This is the example he has given. Natha kaṃsara tanga jāti, kanchana tanga means gold. rasa vidhanata by process of mercury manipulation. Why he has not taken other method? This is in the Shastra. And the scientists, I do not know, they say that some molecules added with mercury, it can be turned into gold.
I don't know why they don't do it.
Huh? They have not come to success. So why not make experiment in the laboratory?
Yeah. We should do it.
Huh?
Sue Dandor is a chemist.
I have a lot of tin and brass.
Huh?
I have a lot of tin and brass.
Brass you have got?
Like?
No, you had mercury then. The Kaviraji medicine, they mix mercury and sulfur and then tin and some other medicine that make makaradhaj and it looks like gold. Sarna Sindur, the name is Sarna Sindur, vermilion of gold. That's the medicine. It looks like gold. There is some medicine, they mix mercury and sulfuric acid, first of all, and then some other thing. Mercury cannot be directly heated. It must be mixed with sulfuric acid.
What happens when it is directly heated?
It will immediately blow.
Sulfuric acid is a poison.
Huh?
Sulfuric acid is also
poison.
Cancer? Poisonous.
So it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a medicine,
though. No, they use it as mercury mixed with sulfur.
There was an advertisement that a 10-cent piece, a dime, that was minted 10 years ago, it was made with silver. Mm. So that 10-cent piece today is actually worth 25 cents. Mm. And the 25 cents piece that they make today, because it's made with copper, it's only worth 10 cents. So it's better to have a 10-cent piece that was made 10 years ago than a 25-cent piece that was made today.
In the British Historical Museum in London, I've seen there's a plate about this large. Half of it is pure gold, and the other half is lead. And they found this. They can't explain. It's just a straight line where they separate. And they can't explain how it was produced. So they're experimenting now to try to change lead, because there's only, was it one proton or electron in the atom? Different. Well, there's only like one, I think it's one proton difference between lead and gold.
The sky, there are many big, big planets where the millions of miles is made of gold. Just like desert. There is gold desert.
Yeah, we saw coming here,
huh?
Salt desert. There's a whole desert of salt.
Where?
In Utah. It's called Salt Flats. There's a
salt
great
plant.
Yeah, great salt lake. And the lake is gradually drying up, and from miles and miles and miles, simply salt.
Even in this planet?
Yes.
And the water in that lake is far more salty than the ocean water.
Hmm. Much more.
You cannot sink in it.
Yeah. It's not possible to drown. If you go into the water there, immediately you come up to the surface.
So much salt.
Oh. The ocean of milk. Ocean of milk. Ocean of liquor. Ocean of oil. Ocean of sugar.
living in the ocean of nectar.
Hmm?
The devotees are living in the ocean also,
yes,
nectar.
That is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anandambudhi vardhanam. The ordinary ocean does not increase, but this ocean increases. Anandambudhi vardhanam. Vardhanam means increase. So, they keep also dog?
No.
I was thinking there was no dog.
They're stray.
Huh?
Strays.
Many dogs live around the county.
Huh.
An unusual number. Very large.
Sri Prabhupada, mm-hmm. In what shastra are the, is that recipe given for gold?
In the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Not recipe,
oh.
The comparison is there. Perhaps purposefully the recipe is not given so that you can take and misuse this. And forget chanting. Because as soon as you get gold, then you are no more interested in Krishna consciousness. That is the infection of gold.
But I have gold.
No, you have gold.
You have great qualities.
Originally when I came to the movement, I asked you this, remember? And you gave lectures on the subject and I asked you about it. And you asked me for what purpose I'm
no, wanted. No, I don't condemn you, but the gold has got such infection. That if one, that is the whole world. That as soon as one has gold, he is no one interested in God. That is the infection. Ah, he will say, this is meant for the poor class who has no gold. I have gold. I am God. You know, the Kali Yuga, he was punished. That to get out. Then he said that, why shall I go? Everywhere is your kingdom. Then he, Parikshit Maharaj, they go here in the brothel, in the, these four things. Sthirasana panadduta, yatra papasthaturvida. Illicit sex, and slaughterhouse, and liquor shop, and gambling. Then he requested, then instead of going so many places, you give me some place where one place will be sufficient. Then he said, you go where there is gold. Then you get everything. Tirasana pāna dūta yatra pāpa satar dūta. Formerly, especially in Bengal, the gold merchants are taken as, that is artificial of course, the low class. Because they are rich and they indulge in these four kinds of pride. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.